Agenda item number 10, failure to report cases.
I know I haven't been here a while, so I'll introduce myself.
Welcome back. You know, actually, Stephanie, that's a remarkable thing, and I think that deserves to be highlighted here. Because of the work of staff and because of the commission's dedication to ensuring that harvesters know the ramifications for not filing their harvest reports on time, I don't think we have had a failure to report case in front of the commission for 6 or 7 months.
Longer than that, I think.
So before we proceed, there are two cases here. There's two issues. There's Mr. Jenkins and there's Mr. Help me out here.
Mr. Large,
correct, very much.
I'm not sure Mr. Large is here, but I know Mr. Jenkins.
Mr. Jenkins, you're here. Mr. Large, you're here. Terrific, you're both here. Thank you very much for coming. Stephanie, please proceed.
All right, so. Mr. Jesse Large was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the month of February 2016. By first and second postcard notices, Mr. Large was sent a third and final notification by certified mail to the address he provided to the commission for missing harvest reports. The final notification was mailed to Mr. Large on June 30th, 2016, and was returned to VMRC unclaimed on July 26, 2016. Staff called Mr. Large at the contact number provided to the commission and was unable to reach him as it was an invalid number. Mr. Large was issued a personal service letter and it was delivered to him by law enforcement staff Monday, August the 22nd, notifying him that a hearing would be held during the monthly commission meeting on Tuesday, September 27, 2016. Mr. Large contacted staff by phone on August 22nd once he had been served and stated he had not received any notices and no calls. He was told multiple notifications had been mailed to his address on file and a certified letter that was returned unclaimed. He was also told that staff had made multiple phone calls to the phone number on file. Mr. Large stated he didn't work for the missing months. Law enforcement contacted staff and provided an updated phone number after the service letter was delivered. To date, Mr. Large has submitted all his delinquent reports. This is Mr. Large's recent history of licenses and gear licenses that purchased for 2015 and 2016. Mr. Large does not currently have any summons on file. This is the compliance history, and basically he was served and he was missing the multiple reports that we indicated.
Mr. Large, please come forward. I need to swear in, so please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name.
Montana Large.
Thank you, sir. You broke our streak.
No.
We were on a streak.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I didn't know there was anything wrong, but yes, it was.
So, what do you want to tell the commission about this, and what happened here?
I just didn't know. I only had, like, my card for a year, and I don't own, you know, I don't own a fish pot license or a gill net license or anything like that. I just have, like, the oyster dredge license, and I reported from oyster dredging, and then now I'm just helping people with like crab and clam and whatnot, and, like, but I don't own none of that. So.
How long have you been a waterman in Virginia?
Let's see. I used to work with Tom Walker. I worked there for, like, 7 years. And then we had fallen out, so then I just went off.
So how long have you had a commercial card? Waterman's card?
I got it in like November of last year.
Okay.
So like a year and a half.
Okay, so you're new to this.
I mean, not even a year, 11 months. I didn't know that. I just figured that where I don't own any of the licenses, I didn't have to report to.
Well, you know what we need now, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess I need to get some of my green cards or whatever.
Stephanie is very good to work with. She will be very helpful you have any questions along the way, we want you to have a happy, prosperous career in the industry. But there's a few things that we need.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things that we need, you've heard just over the last 45 minutes.
Yeah.
No violations.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing you hear, make sure your harvest reports are in on time and they're accurate.
Yes, sir.
I got a question.
Mr. Zeder.
Why, you heard that you, you said you never got any of these notices.
Yeah.
Did you give VMRC your correct address?
Yeah, I mean, because I got my, that's the reason why that they said that they got sent all the letters and stuff, and I never got them. But, yeah, I got my 2016 a commercial card to my P.O. box, so I should have got all my other stuff, you know, like the notices, and plus, like, my wife would have been mad.
So you didn't change your address or move or nothing?
No, I mean, it's the P.O. box of 171. It's been that same for, I got my commercial card there, you know, like my new one for 2016.
What about this letter that was certified mail and it came back unclaimed? What's that all about?
I don't know. I mean, I would have got it.
Well, who opens your mailbox?
The P.O. box.
No, P.O.
Yeah.
Who gets your mail?
Yes, me and my wife. I mean, she would have got it, and I showed it to him, then I need to turn this in or something, you know.
Do you have a physical address that you give VMRC for notifications, like a certified mail?
No, because I don't have like a mailbox there. Everything I do is P.O. box.
We have a 911 address.
Yeah, I mean, you got like a 911, but that's, I mean, I guess if it came through FedEx or something there. But see, like where I live over there, I live up like a court, and I know by gets mail, it's all like a P.O. boxes and whatnot. You gotta get a P.O. box.
Okay, thank you.
Questions from the commission? I got a quick one. Mr. Large, is this going to happen again? Are you sure it's never going to happen again?
Yeah, I mean, I know now.
Because we don't want to see you back here.
Oh, no. I mean, I know now. I'll send in the green cards and all that.
Even if you don't have any harvest report, we need to know that you didn't harvest anything.
Yes, sir.
Stephanie, what's the staff recommendation?
Staff recommendations, and I'll read it in for the file. Staff recommends Mr. Large be placed on probation for a period of 2 years, beginning the day of this hearing, September 27, 2016, and ended on September 26, 2018. During this probationary period, any violations of Chapter 610 or any other laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations by Mr. Large may require Mr. Large to appear before a hearing of the Commission for possible license, and it says suspensions, but it should be revocation.
Mr. Zeeder.
Is this the only violation of the sort he's ever had?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Well, to that, Mr. France.
You know, for somebody that's just got a card and just started reporting on their own, this can be confusing. It appears that he has reported his catch, but some people think when they're, you know, when they're not working, there's nothing to report, so you don't report. And he just... I think he didn't understand that, and you know, maybe we could reduce this probation maybe to a year.
Mr. Zeter.
I think I echo this, but I think this is not the kind of violation even for a year. I mean, once he got the notice, he jumped to, got it done, and this is his own violation. So I would move to just give it 3 months probation.
I second that.
I think that sounded like a motion and a second for 3 months of probation in this case here. Any discussion on that? I think that's fine with me. I would agree with this. Mr. Large, you learned a lesson, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, we're not going to see you again, right? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. So you got a 3 month probationary term here. Oh, don't you make a mistake, Mr. Large. Please do not. Okay. Thank you very much for coming. Thanks for listening to all the other things that happened here this afternoon. All right. Welcome to the fishery.
Our next case is Mr. Keith Jenkins.
Mr. Jenkins, please come forward, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name into the microphone on the record.
Dean Jenkins.
Thank you, Mr. Jenkins. Stephanie.
Thank you. Okay.
Mr. Keith Jenkins was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the months of January and February 2016. The first and second postcard notices, Mr. Jenkins, was sent a third and final notification by certified mail to the address he provided to the Commission for Missing Harvest Reports. The final notification for January was mailed to Mr. Jenkins on April 21st, 2016, and returned unclaimed on April 27, 2016. The final notification for February was mailed on June 30th, 2016, and returned unclaimed on July 7th, 2016. Staff had called and left several messages, and on August 1st, 2016, was able to reach Mr. Jenkins' wife, Ms. Sonia Jenkins, and she stated he no longer lived at the address on file with the commission, and staff was given a cell phone number to reach Mr. Jenkins. Staff called, and the voicemail box was full, so they were unable to leave messages. Mr. Jenkins contacted office stating law enforcement was looking for him to appear for the September commission meeting. Law enforcement, and this was on August the 22nd. The law enforcement officer, well, actually, Mr. Jenkins contacted the office stating law enforcement was looking for him to appear for the September commission meeting. He stated he had been out of the area, and he thought that his wife was reporting no activity for him. He did provide a new contact number and stated the P.O. box that we had on file as his license had expired, and he would get it straight. Mr. Jenkins stated he only harvested oysters this year, working with another commercial harvester. He stated he would contact law enforcement. He was told by staff it was his responsibility to keep all contact information current, and to date, Mr. Jenkins had not submitted his delinquent reports. Mr. Jenkins talked to me this morning when he came in. He reported no activity for February. January is still currently unresolved, and I'll let him explain about January.
Mr. Jenkins,
yes, sir.
What happened here?
I've been working with a neighbor of mine, Carlton Haywood, owns a boat for Sharon H., and I washed it with him last year. And I give him my VMRC number. That he's going to put them down on the reports of days that, you know, he had like 16 bushels. And I contacted him this morning, and he said, he spoke to you in his house.
Yes, he did.
So I told Ms. Iverson, instead of him putting information down on the report, and if I do with him this year, I'll do my own reports, so he can do his own. That way I know I'm covered. On that, and I've recently just bought me a mailbox and put it in front of my house, and I apologize because the post office box got canceled back. I have a new telephone number too as well.
Does staff now have your contact information that's accurate?
Yes, 82476.
No, don't tell everyone. This is on audio tape. Don't tell everyone
we'll
your phone number.
We'll get it from you when we're done here. We'll have staff go right out to the counter, and they'll get all your new contact information.
Is his harvest reports up to date today, currently?
Currently, January is unresolved. He has to take care of that with Mr. Haywood. And as soon as that's resolved, I've given him what he needs to do. I've spoken to Mr. Haywood, and they are supposed to get that resolved. So currently, no, not until I get the information back from Mr. Haywood.
What's the staff recommendation in this case?
We have compliance history up here. Just recently came off of probation. Because he's just recently coming off of probation.
Would you back that up one slide? Yeah. Would you back that up one slide, please? Thank you, ma'am.
This is his compliance history.
Just to make sure the record's correct here, 2014, 2 years of probation was for failure to file harvest reports timely and accurately. Is that correct? Just want to make sure that wasn't a natural resources violation.
He was missing reports. These were all, his violation and probation was for mandatory report.
Okay.
Not a law enforcement.
Thank you. Just wanted to make sure that was clear.
Yes.
So the recommendation is?
So staff recommends suspension. Well, it's actually a revocation of all licenses and permits issued to Mr. Jenkins for a period of 6 months, beginning the day of his hearing, September 27, 2016, and ending March 26, 2017. Immediately followed by 2 year probation until September 26, 2018. During this revocation and probation period, any violation of Chapter 16 or any other laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations by Mr. Jenkins may require Mr. Jenkins to appear before hearing of the Commission on Licenses Suspension Revocations.
Could you back the slide up one again, please? Somebody else want to ask Mr. Jenkins?
I got to ask you,
Mr. Zedrin.
I take it you and your wife didn't get along there and you moved out of the house. Is that right?
No, sir. House burned down.
House burned down. Okay. It says in the record here that your wife was contacted or you were contacted and then you reported to somebody at VMRC that you thought your wife was reporting no activity. Is that right?
Because I was going to Jersey, going on a trawler boat up in Jersey, and I told her, because when you're out in the middle of the ocean, you can't get no cell phone service. So I asked her to call in and report no activity from me.
Did you bother to bring her today?
No.
Okay, thank you.
As a matter of fact, she's in Richmond. In Richmond today, we'll find her.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Jenkins, go ahead. Yes, please do.
I've worked with Mr. Hewitt all last year. Austin, we haven't had no violations. And I apologize for the commission for any inconvenience here. I'm just asking, please don't revoke my license. That's the only income I have to take care of my kids. And I will get this cleared up and maybe whatever you need in this house.
Mrs. Kell.
I guess more of a question. It's been a while since we've had any of these cases before us, but in the past, we have, I believe, suspended the license until all the reports were filed and then followed up by probation.
That has been the case in the past.
Okay.
But the commission also has revoked licenses for repeated willful failures to report. Mr. Zedrin, go ahead.
Mr. Jenkins, when did you find out that you got the notice that said that you didn't file the reports?
A neighbor called me and told me that Chris Miller was looking for me. He lives in Matthews also. Officer Miller.
Okay.
And I come back from New Jersey, went by Chris Miller's house, and got in contact with someone else, and I met him at the Advance Auto Parts in Boston that day, got the notice.
What month was that?
August
2016? And this is September 27th? Can you tell us why you haven't gone to the individual you were talking about and got the information for the January report?
I did. He said he didn't have it. He said he submitted it on his paperwork.
All right, so how are you going to clear this violation up?
I can do is get him to go back and see what he's got on his paperwork because we didn't work at all in February. And I don't think he got the limit. He might have got his limit, but we didn't get, enough to put my card number down on his paperwork. Because when we first started, when we was getting the limit, 8 bushels and 8 bushels, his 16, I mean his 8 and my 8, he just got my DMRC number and he said he put it on the reports.
Which is how they're supposed to report when they work together. Additional harvesters are supposed to get their reports together. However, that did not happen for January.
I've got a question for staff.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Listening to this conversation here, I mean, how would he ever clear up January if he's telling us that in January they only harvest 8 bushels and so they didn't put his on there? And so, I mean, how does that
regardless
resolve?
Of whether they get their bushel limit, if an additional harvester is on your vessel and he has a commercial registration, he's supposed to be on your report, regardless of, it has nothing to do with bushel limit. It has to do with them working together and have commercial licenses.
Okay, so in this case, if he had the guy he's with 8 bushels, that guy puts down his 8 bushels and puts down this guy 0.
He didn't put him down at all. He didn't put his MRC ID on there. And it
goes back to my regular question. How is this going to be possibly resolved?
He can. We have a little card that they both have to sign that says, Mr. Jenkins was working on my vessel, and then we resolve it based on the signature of the primary. And then we can go back and adjust the primary's information based on that card.
All right. Now, understanding that, when did you know that you could do that?
When I talked to him on August the 29th.
All right. So why haven't you done that?
Mr. France,
did you work with the same gentleman in December on the same boat?
Yes, sir.
Was he reporting for him then?
Yes, sir. That's why I didn't understand why Mr. Haywood didn't put his information on there for January. He had been doing it all along. There's no reason for him not to have done it for January. That's what I explained that to Mr.
So
that's and Mr. Haywood.
That's why he's in this predicament.
I explained it to both of
them. Mrs. Cowell.
Question for Stephanie. When you spoke to Mr. Haywood this morning, he confirmed that he was on the boat.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. He confirmed that Mr. Jenkins was on his vessel. That's why I told him we can resolve this. We need a signature from Mr. Haywood stating that you were on the vessel, and we can adjust your records here based on that.
Thanks.
So, yeah, I talked to them.
Mr. Erskine.
Mr. Jenkins, I have a question. If you were on a boat in New Jersey last fall, do you plan on going back and doing that again, or do you plan on being in the state of Virginia? And depending on what your answer is, do you understand about reporting?
Yes, sir. I'm not going back to Jersey. I just want to make a couple of scallop trips and come back.
So you understand about the reporting now and what needs to take place?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Jenkins. We've gone through this in 2012, 2013, 2014, and now again. I hope you understand. Please.
It's my fault. I'm not real educated with doing a lot of paperwork and stuff. That's why I got Mr. Haywood to help me. But I'll get my sister or somebody to sit down with me every month to read your reports and make sure they're here.
It's not hard. And if you have questions, Ms. Iverson can help you out. Staff is more than happy to help out any waterman who needs assistance. We do it all the time. Well, they do it all the time. What's the staff recommendation at this point, Ms. Iverson?
Read it again.
Please.
Staff recommends suspension of all licenses and permits with a revocation of all licenses and permits issued to Mr. Jenkins for a period of 6 months, beginning the day of this hearing, September 27, 2016, and ending March 26, 2017, immediately followed by 2-year probation until September 26, 2018. During this revocation and probationary period, any violation of Chapter 610 or any of the laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations by Mr. Jenkins may require Mr. Jenkins to appear before a hearing of the Commission on licenses revocation.
Well, Commissioner, you've heard the staff recommendation and the testimony of Mr. Jenkins. What's the will of the Commission? Mr. Zedra.
I think it's different than the last case. This guy is on probation, and he was on probation. And, I think, we recognized something when we started this particular segment here, is that staff's been doing such a great job to get the reporting requirements done, and so we haven't seen them here, and so we'll have to stay too past 5 o'clock too much. And so I think when staff recommends this, which I think is probably pretty lenient, I would move to support staff recommendation because we got to send a message out there. If you're on probation and you violate the rules, then you're going to have to pay something for that. And so I move to approve staff recommendation.
So motion by Mr. Zetron to approve staff recommendation. Is there a second or discussion?
Discussion.
Mrs. Kellum.
I still feel like we should suspend his license until the reports are filed, follow up by our probation. He has a clean history other than reporting.
I think I'll piggyback on that for just a bit here. If this was a natural resource violation, I'd have a much stronger stance about this, that this is mandatory harvest reporting and violation there, which is important. It is important. It's important to the industry that everybody report their harvest accurately and on time. To that point, I think a revocation period for failure to report needs to be quite extreme. Like, from my perspective, on probation, willful ignoring, not showing up at hearings, you know, that kind of thing here. I could see Mrs. Kellum's observation here or suggestion here that we revoke, or not revoke his license, but suspend his licenses till this harvest report is ended, and then put him on another extended year probation. And if this happens again, he's not on probation when this happens. But if so, that changes the paradigm to me.
I'd move to amend my motion to that. And I would go with what she actually said was suspend his license and all privileges until he files a report and is in compliance, and then put him on 2 years probation. That would be the amended motion.
Is the maker of the motion to accept the amendment?
He made the motion.
Correct. I stand corrected. I'm losing track on who's making what motion. All right. Please state your motion again, Mr. Cedron.
All right. I'm moving to amend my motion to suspend his license and privileges until such time as he files his appropriate reports and is in compliance with the VMRC rules, and then place him on probation for a period of 2 years.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it with one more bit of discussion.
Mrs. Kellum seconds it. Discussion.
I guess what caught my attention on this was when he returned, he actually went to an officer's house and tracked down an officer to try to clarify the situation.
And I'll throw just a little note here of just a concern of mine here. I think it's, in my mind here, it's one thing to suspend or revoke a license. It's another thing to suspend title fishing privileges as well. So in my mind, apropos of nothing, I'm not disagreeing with concept here, suspending his licenses and still allowing him to work for somebody else while he gets this resolved would be acceptable if we don't revoke his title fishing privileges until this is resolved.
Can I respond to that?
Yes, please, Mr. Zedrin.
If somebody sent me a letter and said, you didn't comply with paying your bar dues, and we're going to suspend your bar license, I'd drive to Richmond and pay the guy, okay? He's had at least a month to, and air staff has told her all you need is a signature. I would have thought that he would have driven to this gentleman's house, got that thing done, and then came here today saying, we got it all done. And there's the problem I got is. It is that we need to put some teeth in this so that when he leaves here today, he drives over there tomorrow and gets the car and brings it back, and he could be suspended for 2 days. So that's where I'm coming from.
Mr. Erskine.
I'd agree with Mr. Zedron. I mean, he's been on 2 years of probation. I think we need to have a sense of urgency with this, in the sense that you need to get that card signed as quickly as possible. So I agree.
All right, so it's a motion to suspend all licenses and title fishing privileges until this reporting issue is resolved, and then once it's resolved, from that date, he is on probation for 2 years. Mr. Jenkins. Yes, you may.
Okay, I've got my current officer license and stuff, and I'm going to see Mr. Haywood probably tonight. He didn't sign that card. pay for them all over again and get them back this year?
No.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Nope. No, you don't.
I've been doing that there.
But the faster you get that signed and settled and back to Stephanie here so that it's all resolved, the faster you get your licenses back. Okay. Any further discussion on the motion? Everybody understand the motion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Do you understand, Mr. Jenkins, what you need to do? Okay, I'll make this really clear. Right now, you can't go fishing. Can't fish commercially. Your licenses are suspended. Your title fishing privileges are suspended. You can't work on anybody else's boat. You can't work on the boat harvesting until this is resolved. Once it's resolved, you're on probation for 2 years. Mr. Jenkins, please, please make sure you get this right from here on in. I want to see you back here. None of us want to see you back here. Thank you, sir. Please proceed with staff.